This is Miss Bounds.
This is Sega.
And you're listening to Love, Sex, and Gaming.
You sound lazy as hipple right now.
Look, let me live my life, yo. It's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows I'm not a fan of Mondays, so.
We need energy, though.
I'm giving energy. Giving face. I'm giving energy.
That's not face, it's energy.
Okay, got the natural glow going.
That woke up. Shit. Stuff. Yeah. So, what we got on the menu today, B?
Don't know. What are we talking about? Well, let's talk about some pop culture today.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't known, which I doubt people don't because no one lives under a rock, unless, of course, you do. Doja Cat.
Morning.
Wagwan. Doja Cat has been canceled.
She's been voted off the island.
Yeah. Pretty sure a lot of you guys already seen the video of her talking to a bunch of white dudes on this thing called Tiny Talk. I'm assuming it's a chat app. And basically, she was just dogging black people, basically. You know, she said, you can call me N-word, this and the third. Now,
she said something about pouring liquor in her butt.
Yeah, it was interesting. But what I did watch was another video, okay? I watched another video, because I love to get different opinions on a certain matter, specifically stuff that goes on in the community. I watched these two guys named Abba and Preach. They are on YouTube. They pulled the video, and they thought they'd discuss it. So, Abba is Ethiopian, I think? I don't know. But he was talking about it, and basically he was just saying, banana. Yeah.
And all gone.
That what she was doing in the chat, what a lot of people don't understand, is that though it may be weird, they don't think it's racist. And I decided to proceed to watch more of the video because I'm confused as to what the flip he's talking about. Like, what do you mean it's not racist?
Who said that?
Abba. And he was saying that it's actually a kink called race play.
Is it?
And let me explain.
Okay. Race play,
so basically, it's similar to foreplay, but race play is when people will let you call them the N-word or treat them in a way that's racially biased to their culture. And for them, it's like a form of dominance in a way.
I'm here. You gotta charge it. You gotta plug it up. I'm pretty sure you unplugged it when I left.
It's like a form of dominance, and I don't know. So it's like, it's weird. But basically, he was saying, even though it's weird, it's not racist because it's a kink. It's something that she likes to get done specifically to her from people of color, from white folks, from white dudes specifically. And this is coming from a girl who also said that, like, her type is older white men. So
that's different.
Now, the rest of it, though, they were like, that's completely unacceptable. And they completely understand why she's being canceled for everything else. Aside from that, he was like, yeah. And basically, he just went on to say he really didn't fuck with her. He really didn't mess with her in the first place. He didn't like her for real. And
that was just for her music, right?
Yeah. He didn't really like her music either. Like, she's a weird girl. He really wasn't a fan of her or her music.
Okay.
And he was like, this is just another thing that was
No, don't touch it. No, boo-boo, we're doing something right now. Go play with your toys.
Excuse you? Go play with your toys.
Go, living room.
One. Go play with your toys. I'm
Two.
Not playing.
Living room.
Go make it happen.
That doesn't mean pull on me.
Go play it with your toys. But, yeah, so that was interesting. Personally, when that came to light, it made me look at that video a little bit different. Now, there are other videos as well. Those videos, he said, were definitely racist. He said the one where she was rolling around and saying yes, daddy, and all that stuff. Pretty sure you've seen it. That one was the video where she was doing race play. And
that's different, though. But she says she's not proud of her blackness.
Yeah.
But she says she's at least
light-skinned and thick. Yeah. And she prefers to be lighter. She's not a fan of being darker skin. And she's not a fan of being black. Or even half black. So, what's weird is that I think this really just stemmed from how she was raised. From what I understand, she doesn't know her dad, even though her dad is a South African actor.
A famous one, too.
Famous one. Doesn't really speak to him. I don't know how that was. I don't know if her mom left or the dad didn't want anything to do with the baby. I don't know. But what I do know is she does not know her father. She doesn't know much of her African heritage.
Welcome to the stream.
What up? Wagwan. Yeah, so it's interesting. It's interesting.
That's a whole nother mess.
But she's definitely canceled. She's definitely canceled.
Yeah, she's overwritten.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people know about the Lana Del Rey thing. She was canceled.
I don't know nothing about it.
Lana Del Rey?
But we'll dive into that one before we make this, like, complete. What was that?
I don't know what it is, but you had it in your head.
Oh. But anyways, on a lighter note, well, this is like the maybe. So if you are in the States or the USA right now, during this entire week, they'll be discussing the stimulus check. Ow, my heart. They will be discussing the stimulus check to see if they want to go ahead and pass another one. They'll also be distributing out millions of freaking stimulus check cards, government cards, and that's how they're gonna go ahead and distribute that a whole lot faster, because it's gonna be connected to, I guess, whatever gigantic pool of money, and they can just that out completely.
I think that's smart. That's a smart move, because
it's better than getting fucking checks.
The first time around, I have a piece of hair sticking up and I can't find it, and it's starting to bother me.
What?
I think it's gone.
I think you got it. All right, continue.
Yeah, so as we all know, especially people in America, it was hard to get the first round of checks.
Uh-huh.
I know people, even in my family, that still haven't got the first check. So I think this was a good call.
Right.
You know, if they decide to pass the check, the stimulus thing, that they would do a direct deposit. So it all goes out simultaneously instead of stopping all the paper checks, having Trump write. Nobody gives a fuck about none of that.
If he doesn't get his digital signature on the digital check that's going to be on the digital card, it's not going to work. Maybe.
It does. None of that matters. No one cares about your signature. Like, that's really where we're at. Like, no one cares about it.
It's a thing. I don't know what type of thing, but it's a thing. But NT woes. Other than that, if they do agree to pass it, then everyone will be getting another stimulus check. Most places like Comcast, well, ISPs, which is your internet service providers, and cell phone providers, are already extending their forgiveness phase until the end of June. So you don't have to pay your bill until the end of June. Whatever that rolls over. Everyone knows everyone's going to be freaking hurt by the end of it. Thank God we're still caught up on most of our bills. Car note? That's a lot, but they'll be all right. They can't come get me neither.
And I think that's why they're pushing so hard to do another stimulus, because let's be real, $1,200 is not going to help nobody.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a gun
wound. On a bullet wound, yeah. And I think the initial check was in hopes that this would be over soon.
That's what everyone's hoping.
Yeah, but since we were so unprepared in general,
disbanded the epidemic division.
The pandemic division, yeah. And then blamed it and said it was just a bad group. And we're like, well, we wouldn't have known if it was a good or bad group because you never tried in the first place, because it was disbanded well before we knew about the coronavirus.
And then decided, like, Obamagate.
Yeah, like, come on now. Like, you can't keep blaming stuff on somebody who's been out of office for the past 4 years. Like, you cannot keep blaming stuff on him. He has nothing to do with your term. Nothing.
I am
like,
completely out of cereal Obamagate.
It's almost comical that they keep, like, turning, like, yeah, Obama did it. How did he do it? And he's not in office. You're in office.
It is. He's there. And he's trying to get his second term, but we'll see how well that goes.
I can't say I
do. Morning, good morning.
Well, go on.
We are doing good, and you? We're just talking about stimulus checks. We already, I don't know if you've seen it, but we already talked about the whole Doja Cat situation. Right now, we're still going through what? Oh, we're just kind of mocking Trump. But anyways, good morning, good morning. Thank you for asking. How are we doing? We're doing fine. And how are you?
It's really nice weather for Memorial Day on our side of
the It is the best day to fucking cook.
Yeah. How's your guys doing? I don't know.
You grilling?
I doubt anybody else outside of America celebrates Memorial Day.
That has to be true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But if you guys are in America, what are you cooking for Memorial Day? If you're cooking.
So, Memorial Day is to honor fallen soldiers and the soldiers that we currently have. Army.
Whoop. Yeah.
Air Force. Fly away. it's just a thing we got, kind of like the 4th of July. What was the 4th of July about? I forgot. What was
Independence.
That? Independence Day. Yeah. Forgot about it.
The puff you see is our son. It's not an animal.
No, you're not getting
that. I'm from
here.
Europe, and I don't know it.
Oh, it's cool. Like,
it's fine. Like,
it's just one of those things that we just do so we can have an extra day. Yeah. I would be off, but
basically,
you know.
It's just another useless holiday. Like,
I
can't say it's useless because that would be unfair to the people that we are celebrating. So,
oh, please subscribe. I mean, not subscribe. What is that? Follow if you haven't. I appreciate it. Almost there. Trying to get the 50. Are you having fun with your mouth, son?
But yeah, Memorial Day is just to celebrate fallen soldiers. Soldiers who are still active.
Thank you!
And soldiers who, you know, are not... oh, thanks. That's so sweet.
I know it's kind of creepy, but it's alright. Keep it weird.
We show love to the soldiers, basically. This is a day to show love to the soldiers, because...
Daddy. Yeah, son.
A lot of the time, soldiers are away and stuff like that, so this is the time we take to celebrate them.
I'm going to tell you, no, one more time before I smack you.
So it's cool. And like I said, I doubt anybody outside of America does this day. So no more, guys.
Thank you.
Follow. Love. Much love. Thank you so much.
I'm guessing, I don't know, do you guys celebrate your guys' soldiers over there in Europe? Oh, wait, is he leaving? I don't think he's leaving. Is he leaving? I don't know. Oh, he's not leaving.
Well, do you guys have a form of celebration for your military services in Europe? And if you do, what is it called if it's not called Memorial
Where
Day?
Are you in Europe? Like, my cousin, he was just over there. Where was he at?
Get out the kitchen.
He just came... Shoot. I forgot where he came from. I don't know if he came from Amsterdam or he came from Germany, but he came from somewhere. And now he's getting married.
Mm.
Yeah. They look like an artist couple, too. Mm. She got all the fancy clothes. He looks like Jay-Z, just light skin. You see my cousin Kevin? Oh, if you don't... Oh, I'm pretty sure nobody knows.
In Australia, we have Anzac Day. People in Remembrance Day in November.
That's cool.
We have this day called, what does that say?
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. It's quite new tradition.
Yeah,
we have a Veterans Day. It's later in the year, but we
Veterans
do have
Day is this. Glad I joined the army because I love all the free food.
Our Veterans Day is the same thing. We celebrate the soldiers. Usually we celebrate Veterans Day specifically for veterans and active duty military service members.
If you got the card, you get in.
What happens is basically they give you free meals. You can go to any restaurant throughout the day and you'll get maybe a free meal. They do like a warrior's meal, a veteran's meal, get a free meal, so get some extra free stuff around for that day.
That seems pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You just got the one day, and it's like pretty much fireworks, food, the thank you for your service that goes around the world.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's not bad. I pretty like it. I like the thank you for my service.
I like those too.
Yeah, nice. It's nice to be
appreciated. It's cool to meet older veterans too.
Oh,
like people,
yeah,
like from Vietnam.
I catch a lot of people. Yeah,
World War II people. It's really nice to meet those people. Mm-hmm. And like they see the next generation of soldiers. It's like so weird. I don't know why, but it was weird meeting people that were like older soldiers. Mm-hmm. Like you meet somebody from Vietnam, you're like, oh yeah, I'm in the Air Force now, and they're like, yeah, I remember being in the Air Force. Like, oh shit. Like, that was a different time.
Shoot, I can only imagine being in the Marine. It was that
Jesus
movie. What really scared me from being a Marine was, what was that movie? Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. This drill sergeant punched him in the chest for getting the answer wrong.
Jesus.
I was like, yeah, I can't have that.
We have concerts. We see the military things they show.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Best thing about an army is when you don't use it.
Yeah.
we can't go back to those World War II days where we're just going to keep flinging soldiers on a beach.
Well, that wasn't even fair. Like, they had the, I think the only country now that still has that thing where you have to enlist is Asia. What you have to do.
I know Korea does it. Korea makes you, it's like either you're 18th or your 21st birthday, yeah, you're enlisting.
Yeah, you have to. That's what I was saying.
Like, it is mandatory for all their citizens to be in the military.
Mandatory for other male citizens.
I thought it was for females too.
Mandatory for all their male citizens to join the military for 2 years.
Yeah, you just gotta do the one term. That's it. You do one contract, and that's like two. I'm pretty sure it could be similar to the U.S. where you got 2 years in, 4 years off, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. Most people kind of spend like maybe a year in like basic training, depending on what your MOS is.
Yes.
And that kind of takes away a lot of your time, depending on how many weeks you're going for.
And that's why they probably make us, like, my contract was for a total of 6 years, 4 years on active, 2 years off.
Mm. 4 years active?
4 years active.
How'd you manage that?
I was a cargo person.
Oh. That's so strange. Like, I never heard of it being flipped around that way. Now, it's crazy. One guy, and he used to be in my unit. He's out now. He had 1 year. He signed up for a year.
Wow. I want one singular year.
And then I'm out. And they gave it to him. I was like, what?
Oh, that's
gave him the singular year?
I want 365 days, and then I'm done. Like,
no more, no less. I will catch all of y'all later.
Wow.
He a veteran now. I honestly just can't wait for this to be over. I want my veteran benefits because I want my house. I want the house we got now is cool. I just want it to be more modernized. She wants hardwood floor. I want carpet upstairs. I will agree to carpet being on the top floor. Not the top floor. On the second floor. The attic doesn't have to have carpet. Not unless if it's a finished attic. But it has to have AC up there. Cause
I just do not want carpet downstairs.
It would be pretty nice to have fucking carpet. Now, what we gotta do. So
there's too much traction downstairs. That's specifically why I don't want traction.
Right. That's for you.
Yes. Where is
it? I don't know. But what we gotta do? Working on trying to get my passport. It might prove to be a bit difficult because of the whole COVID-19 thing. Who was that? The whole COVID-19 thing, it might be a little tough to get a passport. I don't know how that's really going to work out right now. Because I got places to go. My cousin, he goes everywhere. And plane tickets are absolutely cheap. One place that's expensive to go right now is, like, just straight up Africa. I'm not paying $3,500 to go to Africa. Like, that's where we're trying to move. At, like, how long? About, like... Well, once my oldest son hits, like, 15, he decides, hey, do I want to stay with my mom or want to stay with my dad? And that's when that conversation is going to go ahead and take off. Hopefully by that time, my channel grows, my radio grows, and it becomes a nice bit of income, and I don't really have to struggle looking for a job when I go overseas. Because if we don't like Africa, we'll go somewhere else. I'm pretty sure that's the thing. We don't want, like, the U.S. is cool, but we
want to. I just don't want to stay in the U.S. anymore. That's what just really where I'm at. Like, okay. People say, like, I can't say I don't love Africa. Like, if Africa, I mean, if America was.
Oh no!
Did it fall? Did it break?
It just scared the hell out of me.
And is that why you didn't move?
That's why I didn't move an inch.
I'm sitting here like, I'm like, I know.
My chair.
We got some old rinky dink chairs. You set my dad up. Your son.
Hey! What's going on, Tal? I miss you. It's been forever. That's my son.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, his mom was banging it out in Japan land and.
Shut up.
We made our nice little baby. Oh, man.
Where?
Australia.
12:10 a.m. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's late.
Yeah, I know, right? They stay up, though. They just kind of do whatever. But they said it's pretty cool and chill over there. So.
Where, Australia?
Mm-hmm.
I can't live in Australia, bro. I cannot.
Why?
Spiders.
See?
I cannot do it.
You gotta tell her about the wildlife.
Cannot do it, bro. Like,
now you ain't gonna fight nobody, but you're gonna fight this kangaroo.
Everything is big.
You're gonna box.
All insects are astronomically large.
No. Put that back.
Kangaroos are nice.
Yeah.
I don't know, because Kangaroo Jack had them paws, yo.
Nope. Take that back. Take it back.
Bye, Munchkin. Yeah, Kangaroo Jack had them paws.
Yeah, they are. They look nice.
They look nice. I feel like they only defend themselves if you, like, try to go after their kids.
I don't know. They seem very aggressive.
No, I feel like they're only aggressive if you mess with them. You want to go watch your shows?
Oh, yeah, if you can, do that for him. Turn on that PBS Kids, because that's probably why he's so bored. Because he's not on Super Y or anything like that.
Go watch Super Y. I'll put on Super Y.
How much does an average U.S. passport cost? And I wonder if it differs from country to country. How much is a passport in Australia or Europe?
Well, I don't think they have passports. I think they have visas, right?
No. No. You get a visa if you're trying to stay here. You get a passport if you're just traveling. If you're trying to stay here and make some money, you need a work visa. If you're, what's the word? Oh, if you haven't already subscribe, please. Much
right
appreciated.
Back,
what was it? I forgot how it goes. Because, like, they are now distributing out, like, these cards, which is, like, the true ID things. It's for more secure traveling. That way your mom can't take your shit and be like, yo, I'm going to fucking Zimbabwe or something. No. But next year, maybe, we'll get the passports. It should actually all be good. The COVID-19 hopefully won't spread to 2021.
Look, all I'm saying is 2020 is in the garbage, baby. It's thrown away. It's in the trash. Understand what I'm saying? This is garbage.
This is different.
It's over.
It's upsetting.
2020.
It's not cool. Because now I can't really do too much. And it's like the perfect weather to do something.
It's 35 euros here.
Okay.
ID card, 45 euros.
Now, can you use the ID card for traveling abroad? Or can you not? I don't know if it differs between the U.S. and here.
I'm pretty sure you need a passport to travel anywhere. Regardless of where
yes,
you're coming from.
He said they can.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because they all have connected land. It's not over here. We're separated. They.
It's
basically.
It's like passport.
Okay. See, I'm pretty sure How much is 35 euros in the U.S.? You know what? Let me wait. Because we're still 35.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure euro. I think the euro and the dollar are about the same. They'll be about 35.
Yeah. We still gotta figure out where we want to go. Like, honestly, I know you want to hit up Africa first. I want to hit up Europe first. My cousin made that shit look luxurious. Hey, man, you get to smoke weed in Amsterdam for days. I would. We go to a hookah. Yo, they got places in the Middle East, right? They just got hookahs out on the strip. You just fucking cool, chilling with the hookah. That's gonna be awkward smoking with me. You can barely smoke. You can barely inhale.
You've never seen me smoke.
I have seen you smoke my vape.
Vaping and smoking are two different things.
Yes, but it seems like the vaping hits you harder. And yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you. He knows what I'm talking about.
I never said I didn't want to go to Amsterdam. I just don't see you. I can't see you smoking weed.
What?
Can't see you being a weed smoker.
I'm a happy, high person when I smoke. Have you ever seen me high? No. All right. So when we ever decide we're going to move to California or some shit, that's what's going to happen. I'm like, bruh, I am one with my toes. That's going to be amazing. Man, it's different. It's different, different.
I just think it's so odd that America loves to say
you can get drunk in the world, right? Get drunk in Germany. Oh my god.
And like, we're like we're not even in the top 10 for most things, like mathematics.
For what?
For like things that people are good in. We're not even in the top 10 for.
We're good at bullets.
Yeah. We're the top.
We're the top for bullets.
And
our military literally has the most guns.
And most people incarcerated. That's what we
have. Fancy. That's fancy right there. That is absolutely fancy. That's different. So, 32. For the travel, where would you like to visit first?
Me?
Yes. If you had the option, where would you try to go first?
I mean, we will be living in Africa, so really no need to visit. But if I wanted to visit somewhere, I would probably want to visit Brazil.
Brazil? What's up with you in all these hot places?
What's wrong with Brazil?
It's hot there. Everything is on fire. And you want to just visit everywhere that's on fire.
I want to go to the carnival.
You ain't never going to come back. You ain't never going to come back.
That's not true.
You ain't going to let me be there. Why? You want to know why?
Why?
Because when they have these females in carnival and they half-ass naked.
Look, I'm not trying to have you get swooned by somebody's ass. I'm not doing that.
X?
Ass, nigga.
There's a whole lot of that down there.
Yeah, no.
I mean, like a whole lot. There's a reason why they call it a Brazilian butt lift. Yeah. That's a perky booty. But I want to either go to Japan first, if not South Korea. I would like to visit Australia, because you guys make it seem pretty easy going. I honestly just want to run for miles there.
I live in Astoria. We have 1.4 million population. 300,000 of them are Russians. Our country is below Finland and next to Russia. But 100% we support USA. And who don't are stupid.
Oh, he's not wrong. Poland? No, that's not there.
What?
It's like... So, like, they're next to Russia. Oh, never mind. He just said where he was. My bad.
Wow.
You was reading.
Yeah, how did you miss that? I understood clearly what he explained.
No, you didn't.
Whatever.
That's cool, yeah. I appreciate the support, and so does the country. It only sucks because some people here just hate foreigners, even though everyone in the U.S.
I don't hate foreigners. There's no point to hate foreigners because everybody here is foreign. Unless you're Native American, you're a foreigner.
Yep.
Now, those
the who only cho- foreigners
who, those who aren't foreigners. Those who came by choice and those who came not by choice is the deafening factor. There are people who came by choice. There are people who was like, look, I really didn't ask to be here.
That was some dark ass times in the U.S., man. That's...
But for the most part, like...
a whole nother trippity dippity.
I think... I find it, like...
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's foul that people have the audacity to be like, you can't come over here. Like, and who gave you the title to tell somebody who can and can't come over? Like, they got the papers.
I will
they
say this. The
work to come over. Why? What true. Issue do you have?
True. I will say this, though. For the year return, Africa is definitely giving... Or Ghanaians... In Ghana, you are able to go back to Africa and get your citizenship. Damn near no questions asked.
Let's be specific when we say you are allowed to go back to Africa. Well, there is a specific set of people that they're doing the year of return for.
Who?
The diaspora, the black people in America.
Oh, that's what I was trying to talk about.
We invented Skype.
Oh, word?
Oh, that's what's up.
Crazy. My company uses Skype all the time.
I always wondered who invented Skype. Like, Skype kind of came out of nowhere.
I thought it was the Swedish guy who made it.
Like, legit, I really never knew who created Skype. That's cool.
That's what it is up. Pretty dope. The, matter of fact, good question for you, my buddy. What food do you guys have over there? Because I am a foodie. I would love to know the food that you guys have. My fidget hands. Once that hits like 10:30, we're going off. Almost now. Show you. Yes, blood sausage is delicious.
Blood sausage? What is that?
It's juicy, juicy sausage meat.
Why is it juicy?
Because it has fat and blood in it. Cooks I'm the
good.
Blood.
I'm good.
You're
I'm
missing
good.
Out.
I'm much. Good. Finger I'm high. Good. I'm Anal. Good. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different. I definitely like it.
I don't know why I'm watching this playback. It looks so funny.
Yeah, so we had it. It was, well, at least I had it.
Yeah, he had it. I didn't have no blood sausage.
A lot of my family, before we stopped doing the whole meat thing, were very, very much carnivores.
I use Google Translate because I don't know English very good.
No, don't worry. English is easy to pick up. I'm trying to pick up another language, and it's kind of flowing straight through me. Yeah, I'm trying to register Japanese because when I'm reading my shows, I'm not trying to read my shows, I'm trying to just watch my shows. You know how that goes. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff that goes on in Japan as far as anime goes. Don't care for the dramas. But next after that, what, should we learn Korean? I did pay for it.
An African language. I don't know about all that extra stuff.
No.
I'd rather learn African language.
Swahili right now on Udemy is like $15. But is Swahili and Twi is not the same thing, correct?
Swahili and Twi? Mm-hmm. No, they're two different languages.
So I was looking for Twi and I couldn't find Twi.
Well, you probably won't be able to find Twi.
Why?
Because they don't have a lot of registered African languages for people to learn how to speak. Only one they have right now is Swahili.
Guess so. What are they write? Pretty sure it's in English, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, guys, we got a lot of plans for the future. Like
a lot of traveling we want to do.
For those who want to come to America, that are European, whatever. If you're an immigrant and you want to come to America,
oh, you're trying to become a citizen. I know one sure way to do it, and it's going to take 2 years of your life. But within those 2 years, they give you your citizenship. If you join the U.S. military.
And it doesn't matter which form. Air Force, Army, Marine, Navy, Coast Guard, National Guard.
They'll take you and they'll
Astorian cereal food is also what?
Combo.
Boiled dried and ground coarse flour, which is usually eaten with sour milk. More recently, Karna is also eaten with kefir or yogurt.
That sounds interesting. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm still going to eat it anyway. I want to try it. You never know.
It sounds interesting, but I'm...
You never know. Everything that's on a whole other culture's level, I would love to try. It's like Food Wars or like Bizarre Foods, that guy. But they went to a...
And some fish also.
That sounds pretty good. They had a guy... He went to this.
Are you guys by like a water source? Are you like a fishing area?
Pretty sure they go to a fish market.
Or do you guys go to like a local fish market?
I wonder why people do like the overhead camera thing, other than like this angle. Is it like a camera professionalism?
It's probably like a certain point of view they're looking for. Yes, we have about a few hundred.
Well, I'm going to coast and see.
That
sounds pretty cool.
So they are like a fishing area. So
that
sounds like fun.
That's dope. That sounds like a nice place to live.
No, I'm good.
What?
No. Oh, they're near the Baltic Sea.
Sounds historical for some reason in my head.
The Baltic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not really too many super old bodies of water, but I think the Baltic is one of them.
Yeah. I don't know why I just thought of balsamic dressing.
Go home.
I am home.
Go home.
We are here. In the humble abode, in our chandelier. No, I guess it counts as one. Oh.
We have some U.S. Special Forces.
Someone's got the...
They train with our Special Forces.
Oh, yeah, that is right. So, PA sometimes trained with the Lithuanians. And we sent over troops to Lithuania to go train with them. And we also sent some troops over to Poland for some reason. I don't know why.
It could be a number. I mean, it could probably be some special forces from the National Guard. They can be some active duty special forces that are training in remote countries. It really all depends on what force needs training. That's really
what they're doing. So it's basically
what type of training they're doing.
Like a friendly skirmish almost. It's not bad. It's actually pretty cool. And then you get to learn some about their cultures. Because when they came over here, when I went to Cali. Some of them, a lot of idiot people, like, you need to learn English. Like, you're not from here, bro. And some idiot Americans like to go ahead and play, you need to speak American. Yeah.
American is not a language.
It's
true. My gosh.
They got in trouble, though. They definitely got in trouble. The MPs took all that whole group away.
I hate when people
away.
Do that.
And then they got smoked.
Astoria, what did I say? Latvia, or Latvia, and Lithuania is called as one region. The Baltic and the other region is Poland. Oh, okay, I see what he's saying.
Interesting.
So, Astoria, Latvia, and Lithuania are all in one region, and then Poland has its own region. So those, it's sort of like. You know how they say the eastern region, and it's just all the eastern states? That's sort of how that region. So that those three places are in their own region. I don't know which region, but they're in their
something
own region.
Something like that.
We are the front line. Okay.
Cool. Interesting.
Dope.
I would love
others
to
are more
world.
Friendly. To Russia.
Really? I wonder how people feel about Russia over there.
That's a good question. Well, I know. How do you guys feel about Russia?
Yeah.
I know there's... Yeah. How do you guys feel about... Yeah, Russia has a strong...
They got a strange reputation.
Complicated history.
Yeah, man. They there. Over there. They over there doing their thing. Thing. Slay. I'm going to get military. I'm going to get holiday pay today. I'll take it. I can't wait for me to start my AT. I want to go ahead and do something fun. The uniform is just kind of hanging up in the mall, and I want to go ahead and put it on again. Okay. Oh, yeah. We definitely got to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have to cut our talk show short today. Usually we try to do about an hour, but we came home late because we went grocery shopping, so...
Yeah. Got to feed the family, you know, and these Very kitties.
Bad and still want the land.
Well, why do they want the land? What do they put? They plan to expand.
Yeah. Took our people out of here to Alberia. Oh, shit.
Siberia.
Siberia? Oh, I thought that was A. My bad. Siberia.
Kirby. That's how you feel. That's how you sound when you say it. Yeah. Yeah, love you, though.
Love you, though. That's what I say. I don't say can't read. I just repeat the word the correct way, baby.
No, you don't. That's how you tell it to me.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's foul.
That is foul. That is a whole other type of thing. Yeah. But,
unfortunately, we do have to close this out, guys.
Tune in tomorrow about 10:30. Please subscribe if you... Well, not subscribe. 10, please 10, follow 10 to 10:30 because you never know when I'm starting. Good start earlier. And please follow us. It definitely helps on the top box. Thank you very much. We're trying to reach that... definitely nice, to meet you too. And it definitely helps us trying to become better at this.
Thank you. You as well.
Love, peace, and chicken grease. Catch a lot of foreigners, if you haven't noticed. Like, a lot.
I see.
Most of them are from Australia. Okay. So, channel gets traffic. That's perfectly good.